Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is this change?
Yeah, so Google is changing the ability, sort of a tool that a lot of advertisers have used for years, really, you know, maybe even decades if you look back at the history of the internet, to kind of track people around the web. So when you go to a retailer's website and then, you know, you click away and a little while later you see an ad pop up for, you know, the shoes or the necklace you were looking at or whatever, you kind of think, wait, how do they know that I was on that website when I'm not there anymore? That's because of this tool that's sort of called, you know, colloquially a cookie, and it's a little bit of code that sort of lodges in your browser and tracks you around the web. And Apple and Mozilla, who have the Safari and Firefox browsers, have already blocked these things. But Google, which relies much more heavily on advertising, has kind of kept them up to now. And now they say over the next 2 years they're going to phase them out and sort of work with the industry to find a solution to, you know, to keep helping advertisers do their jobs effectively but protect people's privacy at the same time.
So why is Google doing this? Is it just pressure from the moves that Apple and Mozilla made?
There's definitely a lot of pressure, you know, as we talk more and more about privacy, as regulators and politicians get interested in privacy. And I do think that, you know, regular consumers are thinking a bit more about this and seeing their competitors kind of make this move, you know, even a year ago, Google has sort of been the odd one out. At the same time, though, I mean, you know, Google is not going to, you know, face a major, major loss of money for itself. It's more the, you know, smaller companies, advertising companies, other advertising tech companies that make money using this tool that are kind of, you know, going to find themselves in trouble. And so they're the ones that are going to have to find alternative ways of, you know, measuring the effectiveness of their ads by the time Google gets rid of this.
And how effective are these cookies? How dependent are the smaller companies on them?
I would say that some companies are extremely dependent on them and are in big trouble if they don't figure out a way to deal with this. But the advertising world has been talking about this for a while. They've obviously had to deal with it on the other browsers, which are much smaller than Google's Chrome browser, but still a serious kind of a, you know, source of revenue for advertisers. And so a lot of companies have found ways around this or are advertising in different ways. If you're on mobile, this doesn't affect you. If you're advertising on connected TV devices, such as, you know, Roku's or Chrome, it also doesn't affect you. And so there are alternatives. It's not like advertising is going to go away overnight because of this change.
And do these marketers have any idea at this point how they'll target their ads? I mean, they do have a couple of years to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, Google has talked about, you know, working with them to sort of figure out other ways to target them. A lot of those solutions will likely be that Google is the one doing the targeting because they know who you are when you're logged into Chrome or logged into Gmail, and will just kind of, you know, say, we will go find people who work for your ads. They will still be very effective, but we're going to be the ones measuring that. And so advertisers don't like that because they like to see the data themselves instead of having to trust Google and take Google's word that they are sending those ads to the right people, but it looks like they won't have much choice in the future.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.